Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Big game for the Bills as James Cook runs for 216 yards, two touchdowns. Josh accounting for three touchdowns as the Bills just pound the Panthers. Final score 40-9. Big game for the Bills. Big game for James Cook.
He's going to be the deep setback and an offset eye with Gilliam on the field. Receiver to each side on this two tight end set. Pause in motion. Hand off to Cook. Through a hole and darts it to the open, and he is G-O-N-E gone. 20, 10, 5, touchdown, James Cook, as the cook is in the kitchen.
Josh Allen talking about James Cook after the game.
I mean, when you get James Cook, just let him cook.
Just let him cook is right.
I think it's the way that our guys have handled it. I think, obviously, from the top, just making sure that we're practicing the right way, obviously coming off two losses. You know, it's been lingering with us, so wanting to come out here and put our best foot forward, and I think tonight we did that.
Yes, they did, and lots of gratitude. Winning is beautiful, says Deion Dawkins.
How good does it feel to win in the NFL? It feels great. It's hard to win in the NFL. Whether it's running, passing, running screens, running trick plays, it feels good to win. And no matter how we did it to get the win, it feels good. But I'm glad that we got to run the ball. It takes a lot of stress off of us in pass pro. But to be able to run and win, it's a beautiful thing. But winning as a whole is beautiful.
Always well said from Deion Dawkins. Sean McDermott post-game talking about his work with Babbage as a team effort.
Bobby and I have done it together. We really have, and that'll continue. Bobby's a great coach. We've done it together. We'll continue to do it together.
Yeah, there it is. Big win for the Bills. Coming up this weekend, there is a huge focus on this game, national matchup, as you will see the Bills, Kansas City in Buffalo. 4:25 game time at Highmark Stadium for the farewell season. All eyes on Jamaica today as Hurricane Melissa has intensified to a Category 5 strength hurricane as it nears Jamaica with up to 30 to 40 inches of rain in some areas. That is life-threatening storm surge. What's notable, Jan, if you've been to Jamaica, there's kind of one road to the airport. That road is at risk of just being washed away. It's currently closed, and they've set up sort of barrier ginormous boulders along the shoreline, hoping maybe that'll stop the big surf and maybe a 15-foot storm surge from wiping away the road. If that road is gone, I don't know how you get to the airport in Jamaica.
Yeah,
forecast
the government
landfall.
I was going to say the government warnings going out to everybody in Jamaica were so scary. It sounded so dire. Like, I hope
that
people...
Well, they are saying this is going to be the strongest, most impactful storm in recorded history in Jamaica. So those warnings, they're no joke. Hurricane had maximum sustained wind of 160 miles an hour. It really is about the rainfall that will be a problem with this one. And it's a slow-moving storm. And as we've seen, if they roll over the island quickly, okay, a little bit of rain, not a problem. This is just going to kind of sit there for a bit. It's only moving at 5 miles an hour, maybe 3 miles an hour. It's a very slow storm, so it just sort of sits over that area and dumps a lot of rain. And they're saying 30 to 40 inches of rain expected.
30 to 40 inches.
I mean,
that's like,
That's where those warnings are a big deal.
I can't remember a storm
hit
that ever had that.
Cuba after it leaves Jamaica and maybe Bermuda as it moves out to the Atlantic. So,
oh my gosh.
It's a historic storm, and that's occurring right now in Jamaica. Over to the World Series between the LA Dodgers and the Toronto Blue Jays, they tied one game apiece over the weekend, Saturday game, Friday game. The Jays overwhelmed the defending champ Dodgers 11-4 in Friday night's opener. And then it was the Dodgers bouncing back to beat Toronto 5-1 Saturday night. The Blue Jays now travel to L.A. Dodger Stadium for Game 3, and that occurs tonight. What's interesting is on Saturday night's game, there was some dressed like Colonel Sanders behind home plate. And it was a legit costume. Like, it looked like the real Colonel from the bucket was there. And it goes back to a Japanese theory that there's a curse that Colonel Sanders has on Japanese baseball. Not
really,
not the Dodgers, but this goes back to the Japanese players that play for the Dodgers.
Right.
Apparently, once somebody threw a Colonel Sanders statue on the field and the team lost, they took that to be a curse on a Japanese baseball team. So no mistake, someone was playing some serious voodoo at the game on Saturday night. It didn't matter. Dodgers won that one, but that series now shifts to L.A. And finally, at the movies over the weekend, I told you this goofy chainsaw movie, man, would be tops. It was.
Oh, really?
A big screen adaptation of a popular anime Chainsaw Man topped the North American box office $17.25 million at the movies. Kind of a big deal. The Regretting You was big, and then Springsteen Deliver Me From Evil were also Deliver Me From Nowhere. Sorry. That's the sequel. Yeah. Springsteen Deliver Me From This Noise In My Headphones. Springsteen's movie earned around $12 million at the box office over the weekend. So, yeah, there it is. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:27. Did you see the movie?
No, I feel bad that I had situations that got in the way of going to the movies this weekend.
Okay.
But hopefully this week I'm going to go. But
do a
not,
midweek thing. You get, well, best thing, Jen, go in the middle of the day when there's nobody there.
Exactly. I'll look like the creepy person all by themselves at the movie theater, but that'll be me. But I can't go tonight because I think we're all in agreement, right? We're going to all watch Monday Night Football because it's the Commanders against the Kansas City Chiefs. So let's see how they play tonight. I'm sure
good.
The Bills.
So they're coming in short a day. That's good.
I know. Okay. That is good for us. Yeah, hopefully. So I'm thinking we're all going to be watching the Chiefs play Monday Night Football tonight for sure.
Probably.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.